The Navy's Court of Inquiry into the collision between the submarine USS Greenville and a Japanese fishing boat off Hawaii is in its third week. Investigators are zeroing in on whether civilian guests distracted the submarine's crew. The Navy's program to take civilian visitors on board their ships and subs continues, but there have been some changes in what guests may do and see. Russell Lewis of member station KPBS was on a submarine trip last week.
At 360 feet, the USS Helena is longer than a football field. The San Diego-based nuclear-powered submarine is the same class sub as the Greenville. On this trip, the Helena motors 12 miles offshore to find deep enough water before submerging. As it plows out to sea, the sub bounces and rolls like a bottle across the sea surface.
Speed 10 knots.
For those concerned about their personal space, a sub is not a good place to be. The passageways are narrow. Walking side by side is impossible. The Helena is a windowless maze of corridors and ladders separating its three levels. The busiest place is the control room.
Telecom data, bearing 252, range 1100 yards, course north, speed zero.
The control room is cramped with the ship's captain and 12 crewmen who dart from console to console. On this one-day demonstration cruise, there are 23 guests on board watching as the sub prepares to submerge.
Request permission to submerge the ship.
Submerge the ship.
Dive, submerge the ship, make your depth 150 feet. Dive.
Even with so many people shoehorned into the control room, the crew works methodically and weaves around the guests as though they weren't there. Lieutenant Todd Rupp says having civilians on board is not a distraction.
It can become quite crowded up here. Numerous bodies up here, but everyone knows where they're supposed to be and how to operate with that many personnel up here.
In the wake of the Greenville accident, guests are no longer allowed to sit at the controls. Certain procedures, like the emergency surfacing drill that sank the Japanese fishing boat, are now prohibited when civilians are on board. Under careful supervision of the Helena's crew, these visitors were given an extensive tour of the sub, peered through the periscopes, and were allowed to fire a simulated torpedo. The Distinguished Visitors Program to bring civilians onto Navy ships has been around since World War II. For the Navy, it's a way to show the public what their tax dollars are paying for and to make the case for more ships. Such public relations are especially important for the submarine fleet, long known as the Silent Service. Tim Birch is the Helena's commander.
Attack submarines have long been viewed as the jewel of our nation's defense, but once we go out and submerge, everyone loses sight of us, so it's hard to get the word out if you don't show folks every once in a while what we're doing.
Since the end of the Cold War, the United States submarine fleet has been reduced from a high of 98 fast attack subs to 55 today. The Navy wants at least 20 more subs at a cost of almost $2 billion each. To drum up support for the service, Pacific Fleet subs took out 1,300 visitors last year. Lieutenant Christy Sheaf says they target the movers and shakers.
So the folks we try and get on board are people such as educators, community leaders, business leaders, congressional staff members, folks who have the ability to reach out and touch a wide variety of the American population.
The 24 guests on board the Helena included former World War II submariners, two authors, a college professor, and five staff members of U.S. senators. Jeff Porteous, a self-proclaimed sub groupie, thinks the visitors program is important.
Absolutely. Civilians should be allowed on subs and all Navy craft for exactly the public relations value that is the goal. As taxpayers, we do need to see where our money goes and see the level of professionalism in our military services.
Navy officials say the ride-along program is also an opportunity to train and prepare for emergencies. Back in the control room, the sonar operators, the ones responsible for tracking targets on the surface and below, are intently staring at monitors and listening with earphones to the clicks and squeaks of dolphins. Watching demonstrations like this one, civilian Tom Klein says he's amazed.
The thing that's been most impressive to me is to see how professionally the whole thing operates. And I just had no idea. This has been a remarkable experience for me.
The Navy hopes to give that experience to a few thousand others before the end of the year. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis aboard the USS Helena off the San Diego coast.